It's Nick Kostos and Mark Melusis on You Better You Bet from BetQL.
All right, power, phenomenal football Friday. Kostos and Moose in for Ken Barkley. Lockie's dealing with a cold right now. He'll be back on Sunday morning. You Better You Bet countdown to kickoff with yours truly. Rick Camp along with us, Bill Matz, Mike Brown, and you here on BetQL. Moose, let's continue with our NFL picks for this weekend. And we go to Foxborough, where Mac Jones and the New England Patriots, 2.5-point favorites over Jameis Winston and the Saints. The total in this game, pretty low, just 42.5. What do you like, side total, props, Patriots and Saints?
Yeah, I mean, I think, though I've got one play in this game, I'm going to take the over at 42.5 points in this one. The Patriots defense doesn't exactly look the same now. The Jets were able to move it. They were able to run it. Wilson made a couple of bad throws. I mean, I would say three of the four interceptions were his fault. I understand one went through Corey Davis's hands. I think Winston and the Saints will bounce back. They were dealing with COVID issues last week. If I had to take one side, I might lean New Orleans plus the three. Not a really confident pick. Feel more comfortable with taking the total. I like the over 42.5.
You know, I love the over as well. I talked about with you about that with you and Maggie on WFAN earlier today on Friday. Ken and I discussed this game yesterday. Rob Bazzola came on Pro Sports Better yesterday. He likes this over as well. And you know, Ken, like Ken says, like when you have a total this early in the season that's either really low or really high, I think it's fair to question, like, is this right? And I don't think this total is right. I'm not saying it's going to be 35-31, but 42.5 to me feels like a really low total here. So I'm going to go over, and I feel really good about that. Love the Saints as a teaser play here, much more than I like the Buffalo Bills. We talked about New Orleans getting them up to 8.5 in a game with a total that's projected to be pretty low, that's valuable. So hopefully you tease Carolina with New Orleans, like we told you to yesterday, and you're halfway there already. If you haven't and you want to tease the Saints, you could tease them with the Ravens, right? And we'll talk about Baltimore and Detroit coming up momentarily. Although Baltimore's got some big names on the old injury report as we head into Sunday. But I like the over here and teasing the Saints up to plus 8.5. As far as props for this game, Moose, you mentioned the Jets were really able to run it on the Patriots last week.
Yeah.
And we'll talk about that Jets running game a little later in their game against the Broncos. The Jets ran last week against New England, and it was overshadowed by the Zach Wilson 4 interceptions. 31 times for 152 yards, 4.9 yards per carry. I think New Orleans is going to come out and run the ball right behind this offensive line with Alvin Kamara, with Josh Uche potentially not going to play in this game. He's questionable. So is Trent Brown. I'm starting a right tackle for the Patriots here. So Alvin Kamara's rushing yards total, I've seen it at other sports books. It's going to be depressed. It's going to be in the high 50s. I'm going to play Alvin Kamara rushing yards over here. That's an easy play for me after what the Jets did on the ground last week to the Patriots. And if I had to play any one Patriots receiver here to go over their total, I would actually play someone in the downfield passing game. And I would actually play Nelson Agholor, believe it or not. I want to get away from Jacoby Myers. Agholor's prop is probably going to be somewhere in like the mid-40s. Again, we'll finalize all these plays on Sunday morning, countdown to kickoff 10 a.m. to noon with myself and Ken. But Kamara over rushing yards and Agholor over receiving yards, I think, going to be my props for the Patriots and the Saints. Moose, we referenced this Ravens-Lions game in Detroit. Baltimore right now is an 8-point favorite on the road at Detroit. The total in this game is 50. Actually, Baltimore at Bet Rivers now down to 7.5. The total's up to 50.5. I need to read off some of these Ravens injuries here. So these are all players that are questionable right now for Baltimore. Pernell McPhee, one of their pass rusher, like edge rushers from the outside. Hollywood Brown, Deshaun Elliott, one of their safeties. Lamar is questionable, dealing with an illness. He's expected to play in the game. Jimmy Smith and Tavon Young, two really good corners for Baltimore, both questionable. Left tackle Ronnie Stanley is out. Defensive end Derek Wolf is also out. So the Ravens dealing with a lot of injuries right now, Moose. They're down to 7.5 on the road at Detroit.
Yeah, I don't have a strong opinion on the side. If I had to play one way, it'd probably be the Ravens. I don't feel comfortable as them 7.5 or 8-point favorites ticked up to 8 right now, Nick. I don't feel comfortable laying the 8 with Baltimore, given the injuries that you just ran through, given the fact that, you know, Detroit was there last week with Green Bay. I know Goff turned the football over. That really changed the context of the game going forward. As Campbell did in his own territory, that changed it as well in that second half against the Green Bay Packers. I kind of like the under in this game at 50.5. That would be the one play that I feel strongest about. It's probably it's leaning that way. That's where some of the money is going. So I kind of like the under 50.5 between the Lions and the Ravens. I don't have a feel or a take on one of the sides.
Now let's get to Sunday morning. Let's make sure that a lot of these guys are going to play. We obviously need Lamar to make this bet. I think the expectation is that Lamar is going to play. I love teasing Baltimore. Let's tease Baltimore with New Orleans. If you don't already have these teams in a teaser, if you didn't pair them with Carolina, I think a Baltimore New Orleans teaser makes a lot of sense. As always, check the juice when you do a teaser like this. Like once it hits like minus 130, like you're losing expected value. I still feel like the bet's going to win, but just wanted to give that PSA as it concerns teaser legs here. So teasing Baltimore. And I do think the back door is going to be open for Detroit to potentially come and cover the spread, which is why I want to tease it as well. I like the over moose, so you and I can go mano e mano on another total here. You know, Detroit's run defense has been gashed to start the season. Baltimore's coming off 251 yards on the ground against Kansas City last week. I think they're absolutely going to run all over Detroit in this game. So let's see what the Lamar Jackson prop is once it opens, his rushing yards. We'll be targeting that come Sunday morning. Tyson Williams is explosive. I'm looking at his rushing props. I know Brad Evans is as well. I like Hollywood Brown if he plays in this game. With the way Greg Roman's utilizing him, like in the middle of the field now, as opposed to just strictly as a deep shot artist here. So I love me some Hollywood Brown. So we need to make sure he's going to play. So again, that's for Sunday morning. And then we'll be looking at Quintez Cephas and TJ Hawkinson for Detroit. With Tyrell Williams not going to play in this game for the Lions, Cephas going to be the number one wide receiver here for Detroit. So Hawkinson and Cephas, props that I'll be eyeing come Sunday morning, receiving yards over for the Ravens and the Lions. You better, you bet, BetQL, Nick Costos, Ken Barkley, Phenomenal Football Friday, Power Hour, all our bets for week 3 in the NFL. Moose, let's go to Cleveland, where the Browns, a touchdown favorite at home over Justin Fields and the Chicago Bears. The total in this game is 45.5. Odell Beckham going to make his season debut for the Browns in this game. They're dealing with some woes on the offensive line. I'll get to those momentarily here, but what do you think in Cleveland and Chicago?
Yeah, I referenced it earlier, kind of hinted upon it, and made this pick earlier in the day locally on WFAN, Nick. I like the Bears plus the points, even with Fields at quarterback, plus the 7. Some markets right now you can get 7.5 with the Chicago Bears. Not been impressed by the Cleveland Browns really defensively the first couple of weeks, and I don't really – wait, I'm about to sneeze.
But you've been – bless you.
Excuse me. Sorry about that. Thank you very much. I didn't want to sneeze in front of everyone's face. But I like the Bears in this one, plus the 7.5. I think Fields can move it. We talked about it earlier. Brad was mentioning like Allen. Mentioned about Allen Robinson. A lot of his over.
It was Ryan Noonan, but yeah.
Ryan Noonan talked about the over with Allen Robinson. Thank you, Nick. Appreciate that. Thanks for the correction. I like the Bears. I think they can move it on Cleveland. Not been impressed with the Browns defense. I know Odell Beckham comes back this week for the Cleveland Browns. I don't know. I think it's going to take a little bit of time here for Cleveland to kind of come back into it. Last week, Houston was right there. If Tyrod Taylor doesn't go down to injury, I don't know. I think it's a lot of points. I'm going to take the Bears. I think the back door will be open. Give me Chicago plus the 7.5.
I'm going to take the Bears as well. I love your thought on this game, Moose. And I think volatility is introduced into the equation with Justin Fields now starting, where Bears to win the game outright, I think, becomes a lot more likely with Fields than it does with Andy Dalton and the money line over at Bet Rivers right now, for those of you that are so inclined. Plus 265 was plus 270 earlier today. So plus 265, the money line for the Bears. The reason why I like the Bears plus 7 here, I think it makes sense for the Browns to come out and try and throw and establish that part of the game first and then run to salt the game away late. But with no Jarvis Landry, he's going to be out for a while now. With Odell Beckham Jr., like, he hasn't had any physical contact since his season-ending injury last year. I don't know what Beckham's going to look like here. And Cleveland has 2 starting offensive linemen questionable. Jedrick Wills, left tackle and center. J.C. Treader, both of them might play, but we'll see come Sunday morning. And I certainly think Justin Fields can do enough to kind of keep this game close. Now, Chicago does have some players on the injury report to watch out for. Akeem Hicks and Eddie Golden on the defensive line, both questionable. Darnell Mooney is questionable. Eddie Jackson is questionable here. So things to watch out for Sunday morning. But as of now, assuming that a lot of these guys play, I like the Bears plus the 7 points here. Now, I need Darnell Mooney to suit up here. If Darnell Mooney suits up here, I think Fields and him are going to connect on a deep one. So I'll be looking at Darnell Mooney over receiving yards props. And you heard Brad talk about the Justin Fields over rushing yards. 53.5 now at some books. We'll talk about the Bet Rivers number on Sunday morning. But how could you not at least want to take a look at the Justin Fields rushing yards prop? And for Cleveland, maybe interested in Chubb, maybe interested in Kareem Hunt rushing yards. But again, we need to wait to see the status of the 2 offensive linemen, Jedrick Wills and J.C. Treader. Moose, the 5-star play for BetQL. The Steelers, a 3-point favorite over the Bengals. The model makes that game Steelers minus 6.5. The reason why we've seen this number come down injury situation in Pittsburgh. Deontay Johnson is out. Alex Highsmith, linebacker, is out. TJ Watt is questionable for the Pittsburgh Steelers, so we don't know if he's going to play. For the Bengals, wide receiver T. Higgins is doubtful, as is cornerback Trey Waynes, who's like Cincinnati's number one, hasn't played yet this season. So this total has now dropped to 43. Pittsburgh, a flat three-point favorite at home. What do you like, Steelers and Bengals, if anything?
You know, Steelers really going to lose two straight home games? Yeah, I don't see it. And I like the Bengals last week, you know, on the road in Chicago. I got them at +3.5. They end up covering, you know, Burrow throwing picks, and now they go on the road. Pittsburgh, you mentioned the injury issues. I kind of like a player prop in this. I like Chase Claypool. I would go over the receiving yards for Claypool. You mentioned the Johnson injury for the Pittsburgh Steelers. I don't have a feel for the total in the game, but I would take Pittsburgh to bounce back after what was, you know, really a bad performance the week previous against the Las Vegas Raiders at home. Now, that's a credit to Gruden and the Raiders. Cincinnati comes to town. Divisional game, rivalry game. It is the Bengals. I would expect the Steelers laying the 3 on Sunday is the only play that I would make in this one, Nick.
Yeah, I think I'm going to not play this game. I think I would actually play the under if I did anything here. And I don't think I want to do that necessarily, but Cincinnati's defense is actually pretty underrated. Pittsburgh's offensive line is brutal. Cincinnati's offensive line is absolutely terrible. And if TJ Watt's going to play, he's going to wreck this game. Like, I honestly think, and I know that, like, TJ Watt is not necessarily, like, a spread impact player, but, like, he's a guy that, if he plays, destroys the opposing game plan. Like, he has that kind of, yeah, like, ceiling in a single game. So I think that's something really important. If we're going to bet this game, like, I kind of need to know if TJ Watt's going to play. That's really important. So no play for me right now, side and total. Two props that I kind of like here. I will echo your sentiment, Moose. I will echo the sentiment of Ryan Noonan, who came on the show earlier from 4 for 4. I do like the Chase Claypool over. With Deontay Johnson out, like, he's all over the field, obviously, for Pittsburgh. I don't like James Washington, who's going to fill in there. I guess I like Juju a little bit here, but I just think that Claypool's the guy down the field. That's going to get the deep shots from Ben Roethlisberger on a beatable Bengal secondary here. So Claypool over receiving yards makes a lot of sense. We'll finalize that on Sunday. And if it's true that T. Higgins isn't going to play, I think this really helps Jamar Chase. And I'm always willing to bet on the talent of the rookie out of LSU here with the mind meld with his former college quarterback, Joe Burrow. 2 touchdowns in his first 2 games, 2 deep shots down the field. Jamar Chase over receiving yards, especially with no T. Higgins, becomes a lot more palatable. So again, all of this will be finalized on Countdown to Kickoff on Sunday morning. Moose, let's go to Arrowhead. And what should be a very entertaining game between the Kansas City Chiefs and the Los Angeles Chargers. As of right now, Kansas City at Bet Rivers has ticked up, now a 7-point favorite. So Kansas City laying a touchdown. The total in this game is 54.5. We do have some updated injury information to let everybody know about here. Nick Bosa, Charger star pass rusher, currently listed as questionable on the injury report. Number one corner for the Chargers, Chris Harris, is going to be out for this game. Like, that's really bad news trying to defend Tyreek Hill and company for Kansas City. And Frank Clark, doubtful for this game with a new hamstring injury. He had one hamstring injury. Now he's hurt another hamstring. So I don't think we expect Frank Clark to play, one of Kansas City's best pass rushers. And Chris Jones, one of their star defensive linemen, questionable here. So Moose, Kansas City laying 7, 54.5 against Justin Herbert and the Bolts.
Yeah, I'm all over the over at 54.5. You mentioned the Harris injury. That's a killer of that Chargers secondary. The Chiefs can put up points on really any defense, regardless of talent level. We know how good Holmes is. Hill, Hardman chipping in, Travis Kelce, Clyde Edwards-Helaire, CEH, whether catching or run the ball coming out of the backfield. I think Herbert is going to put up points as well against what is a god-awful Steve Spagnuolo-led Kansas City Chiefs defense. The total is sitting at 54.5. And I know, Nick, you know, I made the mistake last week because the Chargers and Cowboys, I thought the game was going to go over. I know they're a bad red zone team. I get it. You know what? Them being a bad red zone team, you know what can I help them out? Steve Spagnuolo and the Kansas City Chiefs, that defense, because they are downright terrible. You can move it up and down the field on Kansas City defensively. The Clark injury or the Clark injury news is interesting as well. Chris Jones. I like my only play in this one. I don't have a real opinion. I think the number's fair when you look at, you know, 7, 7.5. I could see a backdoor cover with the Los Angeles Chargers. If I were to play the game, it would only be Kansas City. The total I really love. I love the over 54.5.
Yeah, I can't get there on the total just because I don't trust the Chargers in the red zone to score touchdowns when we need touchdowns in a game with a total in the mid-50s here. So no play on the total for me. I did lay Kansas City. So did Ken. So we're both on Kansas City. It's laying 6.5. Again, this number's now up to 7. I am a little concerned about the Clark and Jones injury news. Some props that I like for this game for the Chargers, big Mike Williams receptions and yards, like Brad Evans said, and I've been saying it too. He's the Mike Thomas and the Joe Lombardi offense. I don't think he's being priced properly. Austin Eckler receptions is interesting in a game where the Chargers are going to have to score to keep up. After no targets or receptions in week one, Eckler, 9 targets, 9 catches last week against the Dallas Cowboys. And with Chris Harris out, I think it takes Tyreek Hill and Mecole Hardman and puts them both into the equation here. So I'm going to talk about Hill and Hardman come Sunday morning. Probably no bets for me on Travis Kelce with Derwin James set to shadow him on Sunday and Brandon Staley's defense. Quick break here on You Better, You Bet. And when we come back, the Power Hour continues. We will talk about the Giants and the Falcons, the Titans and the Colts, the Raiders and the Dolphins, and the Broncos and the Jets. Power Hour rolls on. All our bets for week 3 in the National Football League right after this.
It's You Better, You Bet from BetQL. Download the BetQL app today to get the latest analytics to help you beat the sportsbooks.